morning, Central Florida. This is Fit Project Radio coming to you live on this beautiful Sunday morning on ESPN 580 Orlando. Fit Project Radio was designed for you, Central Florida, to answer any and all of your questions in the worlds of health, wellness, fitness, athletics, and nutrition. I am your host, Brett Richard, and with me every single Sunday morning is my amazing co-host, Mr. Adam Lowry. Good morning, man. How was this last week?
This last week was intense, sir. Intense. I spent the Saturday night sitting, well, front and center. It's seat two in front of a octagon ring at the entrance door, and I watched some Warriors lay it on the table.
Man, and I am so glad you were able to do what you do best, man. You were able to get some amazing, simply amazing interviews at that fight, man. Tell me who you were able to meet and talk to.
Brother, some excitement. I mean, anywhere from obviously the Orlando favorite, already voted up as Orlando's favorite MMA fighter, Julian Williams, from Performance XL. I mean, I got his interview after his big win, but not just him. I mean, Platinum Mike Perry, one of the co-main event for the night, goes 7-0 on knockouts. The return of what used to be his name, Crazy Horse Bennett, is now back, but he gave us another look at him that I know many, many people have not seen. But
Felony Bennett.
And I'll tell you what, buddy, I mean, between the fans we interviewed, there were professional fighters in the audience. It was fun. It was intense. What a night.
And we're going to be able to hear these interviews in just a little bit. This is actually going to be a surprise to me as well. So I cannot wait to hear the second half of this show and the incredible interviews that Adam Lowry does. So, but Adam, man, what we're going to do right now, we got to do what we do every weekend, man. We are going to jump into the Fit Project Radio reports, man.
I'm looking forward to it, man. Every time you bring these to the table, I either learn something or I say something stupid.
Well, we're going to do a little bit of both again. So Central Florida, we are going to kick off Fit Project Radio once again with the health report. The health report powered by CenturyLink right there in Central Florida for all of your Prism TV, as well as any and all of your internet and phone needs. Fit Project Radio uses CenturyLink. So Fit Project Radio is powered by CenturyLink. So here on the health reports, actually, Adam, one of the things that we were talking about that I found very, very interesting is, you know, that they opened up the dams by Lake Okeechobee to release some of the water, and it's affected both the East Coast and the Gulf, but it is really starting to spread into the Atlantic Ocean. And what now scientists are finding here in this beautiful state of Florida is that because of all this, there is a increase, and actually a really startling increase in toxic algae bloom that is being released from Lake Okeechobee into our Atlantic Ocean. So shout out and call out to my peoples from Daytona Beach all the way down to Cocoa Beach. Guys, what we're going to go over here in the health report is actually tell you like what this algae bloom is. So it's a blue algae, okay, that comes out of fresh water. And as they start opening up these dams, they flow through these man-made rivers so that they can dump out into either the Gulf of Mexico or into the Atlantic Ocean. So for those of you that are like, that go to the beach and maybe the water isn't as clear or looks real murky, almost muddy or brown, that's actually brackish water that is now kind of infiltrating itself into our Atlantic Ocean. Now, the big question is, well, why is this dangerous? Variety of different reasons. I mean, too much of anything is never good. And when this algae gets released, it gets released into not only the water supplies, but also into our natural environments and habitats. So what happens is this algae, as it blooms more and more, actually starts eating up and suffocating the local environments, man. So that's now affecting wildlife. So fish and other plankton organisms that fish eat off of. And then also for humans, it can affect our respiratory system as well as our skin. So if you're going to the beach and you, all of a sudden you're finding that there's a cough, because this is very similar to red tide, but not really. But or if you start getting really, really itchy on your skin, you know, Central Florida, especially between Daytona and Cocoa Beach, be very, very careful over these next couple weeks and well into the summer for this toxic algae bloom that has been released at, again, startling levels out of Lake Okeechobee.
Yeah, man, being a Florida resident, I mean, I'm born in Pine Hills and raised in Ocoee. Shout out to all those local neighborhoods I know are listening. You know, I grew up, man, fishing Lake Apopka, all the small lakes around. And, you know, it's been around for a long time, and it can be a devastating thing to some local environments.
I mean, and it really, really can. And it can be bothersome, man. Like I remember going to the beach not too long ago and just coughing like crazy. And I know they had that red tide issue not too long ago. But again, I mean, it's the same thing. This blue algae, basically what it does is it infects almost its local environment, and it essentially, suffocates and destroys plankton and plant matter. And then that affects the bigger fish, and that affects the bigger fish. And then, of course, that affects the humans. So that's where, you know, we got to be really, really, really cautious. So, guys, when you're out and enjoying beautiful Mother Nature, please just be cautious. Be aware of it so that if your skin starts getting irritated, if you're having breathing problems, just know what it is and try to exit yourself out of it. So that was the health report powered by CenturyLink. Big thank you to CenturyLink and supporting Fit Project Radio on all of its Prism TV, telephone, as well as its fiber optic internet needs. So, very proud to have CenturyLink as a sponsor of Fit Project Radio. So now, actually, Adam, my man, we're going to dive into the mind, into the wellness report brought to you by the Cognitive Rampage on Amazon.com that you can buy. Again, it's a book that guys, Fit Project Radio lives by in a lot of ways. So, guys, make sure you go to Amazon.com, check out the Cognitive Rampage. I absolutely love this book, and it's a huge supporter of Fit Project Radio. So, Adam Lowry, we're going to be talking about the mind here. And the great thing that I know you and I can relate to is things happen for a reason. And things happen when they have to or when they need to. So life happens when it needs to. And so when things aren't going your way, in your professional opinion, Adam, is it something that you think people should just force and be like, you know what, I'm going to plug through this and I'm just going to go get it and no, I don't care what happens? Or should you maybe take a step back, observe your surroundings, and see what life has to hand you?
Well, what you're talking about, Brett, are the relationship killers. And those are assumptions and expectations. And you also have a relationship with yourself. And so if you start to set out expectations for yourself to push through and essentially force a square into a circle, you don't appreciate where you are right now. And like you already said, Brett, we have to learn to appreciate where we are right now by knowing where we are right now will pay forward into where we will be. And if we keep looking to where we will be, we can't appreciate where we are, man. And sometimes, I mean, we've all been there. I do it. I mean, trying to force this book out, I had to stop and slow down. And when you try to force it, you can mess up. And just laying back, you know, I'll end it with this, Brett. You know what I like to say is, you know, trust the universe will unfold as it should. If you make the next right choice, trust the universe will unfold as it should. If you make the next wrong choice, trust me, the universe will unfold as it should.
Wise words, man. I absolutely like that. So now Central Florida, we're not talking about like, you know, doing a lack on the hustle. Like, you know, and again, I'll tell you what, you know, when it comes to Fit Project Radio, you know, it's always go, go, go. There at no time do Adam or I ever just sit back and just say, oh, well, what are we going to do this next week? I mean, there's all, you know, we do make life our own, but there are so many times where, you know, and again, Adam, you and I can attest to this, where, you know, there'll be all kinds of different issues, like where you're lifting and you're not as strong as you feel like you should be, or you're not as fast as you feel as you should be, or on the personal end, you know, like you're just, man, you know, money is the root of all evils, and it, for many people, it's the root of their happiness, which, you know, sometimes I feel sorry for, but hey, listen, I can relate. Yeah. But it's funny when you actually just take a step back and observe, and this is just my opinion, Central Florida, take a step back, observe your surroundings. It's funny on what life will present to you from a different angle. And, you know, and that's what I wanted to talk to Adam about today is actually doing that, you know. So, you know, what exactly would be better, you know, is to, you know, just to sit back and see what happens, or, you know, to really keep the plug going and keep pushing through, man.
You know, it's the happy medium, because, you know, we can talk about keeping, you know, pushing through and keeping the faith. And we can also talk about making a dumb decision. You know, sometimes you have to know when to fold them, I think, is the song that's been repetitively played out on the commercial. But yeah, like you mentioned, motivation and working out. Well, sometimes what they would say is it can be actually detrimental if you're, say, performing a routine or even a drill and your mind's not in it. You can actually teach your body bad technique. I would suggest to walk away and go to a technique or something you like to do that you love, that you will perform well, and that performance then can help fuel you a little bit to now maybe go back and try what you weren't feeling right off the bat.
Dude, that is an absolutely perfect point, man. Nail on the head. Dude, again, high five, man, to Adam Lowry right there. Well, yeah, dude, good job, man. So Central Florida Fit Project Radio, that was the Wellness Report brought to you by the Cognitive Rampage book. Go to Amazon.com. Search this book out, guys. It will change your life. You know, it will definitely give you a bunch of different perspectives on life. And the cool thing is you get to choose your own. Order the book.
And Brett, if I could do the following ending ad there for our sponsor of that report, and that is FusionXLPerformance.com. And that's Fusion, the letter X-C-E-L, Performance.com. They are in Ocoee, Florida, off of West 50 in the West Oaks Mall. But the trainers there are amazing. Julian Williams, who is the interview on this fight, is the head trainer and owner there, along with his partner, Edwin Carmichael, and James JT, I like to call him James JT Money, from Technique Boxing, is also fused with them. So check them out at FusionXLPerformance.com.
You know, we got some really great feedback from you all, Central Florida. And again, I love when you guys email fitprojectradio@gmail.com. And it was about, you know, we were talking about muscle, you know, and building muscle. So you guys wanted to actually know more about this. So what I wanted to do was now that we've built the muscle, how do we sustain and keep it? Because that's one thing. Again, we were talking about plateaus not too long ago, but how do we keep the muscle that we're growing? And again, this is for men and women. And I'm women, my ladies out there, this is not talking about bulky muscle. This is just sustaining that wonderful physique that is in your mind that you want to keep forever. So these are some of the top ways that we found for sustaining your muscle growth. So right here at number one, fuel the body. So again, you know, make sure, as we talked about the week before, muscles are made of proteins. So you've got to feed the body what it needs to grow. So make sure that you are taking in as much lean protein as possible. It's easier for your body to absorb for your muscles to grow. Jumping in on number two. Now, once you start building this muscle, you are going to want to limit your cardiovascular work. Now, this is not cutting it out completely. It's just pulling back a little bit. With your cardio, you will start overtraining your muscles a little bit too much, and you will actually start doing more harm than good, because your muscles need to perform, but they also need to rest as well. And we're going to get into that here in just a minute. So make sure you just limit your cardio. Again, I'm not telling you to stop. I'm telling you just to pull it back a little bit. Next on the list at number three is actually lower your reps. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is for both of you. If you are so used to doing anywhere between 8 to 10 reps, maybe 12, 15, be sure that you, when you lower your repetitions, you do increase your weight a little bit, just so that your body can continually get stronger, and with strength comes more muscle development. So make sure you just sort of pull back a little bit on the reps. My professional opinion is keeping it around, when you get this little bit of heavier weight, around 6 to 8 reps is typically a good rep scheme. And that will actually allow you to sustain your muscle mass that you're gaining.
And please use a spotter, people.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, that's one of the best things you can always do, you know, Adam, is make sure you actually train with a friend, train with a buddy. a girlfriend, you know, or just a guy from work, because that will give you that little bit of extra motivation, a little bit of extra push to make sure you get your butt into the gym or to whatever health and wellness facility you want to go to, whether it's your CrossFit box or your yoga studio or outside running on those beautiful trails that we have here all throughout Central Florida, all around Daytona Beach, Cocoa Beach. I mean, just to go outside, it's always best to do with a friend.
Yeah, you don't want to wind up one of those people on those Facebook or social media videos where you're trying to push more than you can and you're stuck there forever and now you'll live in 5 million view infamy.
And then but ultimately, aside from the embarrassment, you're going to be hurt, man.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah, that doesn't go away.
Yeah, neither. I don't think you even get your pride back after that one.
No, you just don't because those views keep coming over and over and over again. So next on the list here is focusing on total body workouts. Now, you know, anybody that does that figure competition or the bodybuilding or anything like that, you know, bodybuilding and trying to create the body specific training method, that's for you guys. And again, that works for that bodybuilding organization, which is awesome. However, for those of us that just keep in shape, stay in shape, focus on total body workouts. Keep the body balanced. So if you're doing upper body workouts such as lat pull downs, bench pressing, shoulder raises, work in some lunges there, maybe a couple leg presses so that you can actually work. And of course, got to work that core, but make sure you try to use more of a total body routine. Trust me, you can find so many workouts out there where you can do just dozens and dozens of total body routines every month. And what that will do is it'll keep the body very balanced and it will allow you to sustain your muscles. And finally, this is actually one of the more important. When you're done working out, I didn't say before, when you're done working out, you've gotten all your reps in, you're ready to go, make sure you stretch it out. Stretching before your workout actually has been proven, this is not my opinion, to cause more harm than good.
I know.
Because the muscles are cold. You're just going to ask why, weren't you, Adam? You're just going to ask why.
No, I'm shaking my head, and I jumped in because, you know, I was a denier of this for a long time, and you're exactly right on point. You're right on.
You know, it's good just to warm up with the movements that you're going to be doing for that workout, and then actually stretch afterwards because your muscles are warm. There's tons of blood flow. It's actually becoming elastic because you're moving your body around. So make sure you stretch it out after you get all your training done. And that will allow your body to sustain muscle. And that was the fitness report brought to you by Performance XL, strength training and MMA training out there in Ocoee, Florida, guys, at Performance XL. Thank you so much for supporting Fit Project Radio. Now, moving into the athletic report, I actually found this race that I actually want to let everybody here in Central Florida know about. It is on May 27th, and it's called, and Adam, you're going to love this, the Empower 5K. Now, 5K is not really all that far. It's a little over 3 miles, but Adam, the reason why I like this so much is that it's a staple point for a lot of people. They are bringing this, and it's actually, where's it going to be at? Bill Frederick Park, right here in Orlando. Now, this 5K, the one thing I love about the empowerment of this is, Adam, guess how much they're charging for this race?
I don't know.
Absolutely nothing. It is free.
All right. Do I don't have to donate anything? I can just go run?
Nope. No donation. You just show up. You register. They do ask for you to register. So if you go to eventbrite.com or Google the EM Power 5K right here at Bill Frederick Park in Orlando, you can run the Empower 5K on May 27th, 2016 for free. And again, I love that because, again, with it not costing anything, you have no excuse not to go. And again, it is a, you know, it's It's going to hopefully, I'm hoping for a beautiful day. And I hope to see so many people out there. They had 187 racers last year. And this one, it's a, again, it's a 5K fun run and walk. So citizens of Orlando and the Central Florida area, I mean, again, it's an emphasis on increasing physical activity and the importance of a healthier lifestyle. So right on board with Fit Project Radio. So I am so proud of these people, and it's so pleased that this has come to Central Florida. The Empower 5K, May 27th, 2016. Look it up. Go to eventbrite.com or Google the Empower 5K, and that's EM Power 5K. Again, May 27th, 2016, and it is free. So no excuses, Central Florida. So that was your athletic report. We look forward to seeing all of you at the Empower 5K again on May 27, 2016 at Bill Frederick Park right here in Orlando. Now, jumping into the nutrition report. The nutrition report sponsored by Metrics. Now, so Central Florida, get ready for this nutrition report, because what we are going to go over are some of the top nutrition myths that are busted. And again, I hope you guys are listening, because I am going to dispel a lot of myths right here. So,
well, while you're on the myths, man, I will jump in and give a shout out, man, to Drew Peters, who I am going to have for the interview for May 29th, which is actually my birthday. And he is a myth buster when it comes to nutrition, brother. So be on the lookout May 29th for Drew Peters, people. He drops bombs.
I can't wait to hear that interview. He is, again, he is a powerhouse himself, not just physically, but mentally. And again, Central Florida and Fit Project Radio right here on ESPN 580 Orlando, be prepared for the 29th for you guys to be blown away. This is going to be an absolutely life-changing interview. I can't wait. So now, jumping into the nutrition report, one of the top myths here that has been busted is that kale is our healthiest green. Now, see, that's become a myth because it's a trend. We find it at so many of these, you know, salad shops and juicing joints and all that stuff, which, again, they're great. But everyone says that kale is the healthiest green. And again, there are 17 different levels of nutrients, and actually there are 16 other plants that are just as healthy, if not healthier, than kale. And actually, this includes spinach as well as broccoli. Green peppers are there too, but not close to the kale, but the green peppers, loaded with vitamin C, actually match up with kale as our healthiest green.
My wife can't listen to this show.
I know. I'm gonna bust up the household.
Well, it's kind of left field though, because we make these chicken, these organic or these home raised or whatever. What's it called? Free range chicken sausages.
Free range.
Yeah, the free range chicken sausages, and she insists on buying the peppers over and over. And frankly, I'm like, let's eat something else. But now she's going to say, hey, all those kale shakes you've been drinking in the morning and these peppers are just as good.
Loaded with vitamin C. Oh. Now, next one. The high fructose corn syrup is worse than regular table sugar.
Whoa.
Now, high fructose corn syrup is where you find in so many different drinks and food products. And they're saying that it is much, much worse than table sugar. Now, sugar is what's known as the master of disguise, and it comes in so many different forms, like maltodextrin, brown rice sugar, dextrose, sucrose. But these are just like alter egos of sugar. And the most well-known consumed form of sugar is, yes, high fructose corn syrup. And a lot of people don't even know that they're taking it in at, on these high levels as much as people think. However, so they would much rather just sprinkle on like regular sugar. However, when it does break down, sugar is sugar, and it will change the glucose levels in your body virtually the same way. The only difference is that the high fructose corn syrup is modified a little bit, so its lipid levels are a little bit higher. But the comparison is that this is so much worse than regular granule table sugar. And well, that is a complete myth.
Oh, see? I told you. I always either sound stupid or I learn something. And I think I did both today. So I did. I believed it. I thought corn syrup was worse.
And again, it is bad. But again, when you're trying to compare the two, people are like, oh, well, you got to cut out all this high fructose corn syrup and just use regular sugar. Now, no. Again, you're comparing apples and oranges. They're both fruit. Right? No pun intended here. But again, high fructose corn syrup and regular table sugar are very, 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 very similar in regards to its lipid levels and how it affects the human body. Next one is sea salt is healthier or a healthier version than regular salt. So everyday table salt comes from mines, and they actually do. They come in these big rocks, and these rocks that are broken down into the powdery substance that you find today. Around 2,300 milligrams of sodium per teaspoon, and that is a teaspoon, T-E-A spoon, of salt comes from the ground. Now, sea salt is actually exactly what it is, evaporated seawater. And what you have left over is this powdery substance that when you go to the beach and you have those white rims all over your body, that's actually sea salt. You could sprinkle that on your food if you wanted to.
Oh, now, I love it.
What you're looking at is the 32 milligrams of sodium per teaspoon of table salt. There are 3,200 milligrams of sodium for every teaspoon of sea salt. Doesn't matter. However, again, the way the body though breaks it down is with table salt, there are some added preservatives that are put into table salt. That's what separates the difference. The sea salt is much more natural, and it is so much more plentiful to create. It just takes a little longer. You have to evaporate seawater or just bash up some rocks. Evaporation takes a bit longer for us to be able to get the same amount of sea salt versus the same amount of table salt. So that's why there's a big difference between the two.
Or I can go surfing every day and just rub my arm over top of my French fry order.
That's exactly right. Yeah, those truffle fries, man, I love those things. Put some sea salt on them, and man, you are all good. So now going into the last one here, I've been saving the best for last. Trans fat free foods are actually trans fat free. Now, again, see, this is a big, big myth. Just because it says it, ladies and gentlemen, does not mean it's true. The FDA, which is the Food and Drug Administration, our wonderful United States government organization, guidelines allow companies to claim 0 grams of trans fat for every type of broadcast or packaging because it only has a half a gram of trans fat for every 2,000 calories. So whenever you are eating any type of foods that is over 2,000 calories, you are actually getting in more trans fats. And so by definition, it is not truly a trans fat-free food. It just, the FDA guidelines dictate that you cannot have a full gram of trans fat for every 2,000 calories, or you cannot claim this. So if it has 0.8 grams of trans fat and 2,001 calories, it can be labeled a trans fat-free food. Can you believe that?
Man, that's, you know, some of the transparency label stuff Drew and I got to talk about on the phone a little bit, and he dives into that one, buddy, about transparent labels, false advertising. I'll give you a teaser. He talks about like fat-burning foods or fat-free foods or things that say that this product made 70% of people lose weight. Well, then he said, well, they only tested 10 and 7 of them lost a half a pound, and now they can put that on the label.
Exactly. Exactly. It's not like necessarily what you know, it's what you can prove, but that has so many stipulations. You're exactly right. So just because that you were able to work with 10 people and 7 of them lost weight, yeah, 70% of your people lost weight. And I mean, that's unfortunately, that's the truth, but it's very, very biased. And actually, Adam, I want to do one more because this just came across actually my computer here.
Food labeled natural
are healthier. So again, we're looking at these labels again and the FDA guidelines. And you know what? And I could go on a rant right now, but I'm not going to because I like my show and I want to keep it on the air. But just because it says natural does not mean it's healthy. Guys, read those labels because, again, just because they say it's true does not mean it is.
We all will learn this, right? And people listening may for the first time learn that the natural part is a lie. And the part that I don't get is why we don't get offended and go, you know, you just tried to lie to me and my kid, but I'll keep buying.
Exactly. That's funny. So guys, I hope you love this nutrition report. I love doing this. I know Adam loves doing this as well, being able to kind of drop that knowledge on you just a little bit deeper so you guys take a better look at what you do, especially when you put it into your body. So the nutrition report brought to you by Metrex. Thank you, Metrex. Go to metrex.com for all of your supplement needs. So guys, that was the Fit Project Radio Reports. Man, Adam, thank you very much for walking that journey with me, man. Sometimes it can be intense.
It is, man. But I always I enjoy doing it with you because I know the knowledge coming from you, man, is going to fill me up with some confidence, at least so I don't sound too much like a dummy.
Nah, man, never, bro. So we're going to take a really, really quick commercial break. And when we come back, guys, it is time. You are going to be with our man, Adam Lowry, Mr. 407 himself, with some incredible interviews from last weekend. So, guys, we will be back shortly. This is Brett Richard and Adam Lowry on Fit Project Radio coming to you live on ESPN 580 Orlando. And we are back, Central Florida, coming to you live right here on ESPN 580 Orlando. So, guys, welcome back to the show. And it is my pleasure now to introduce, you know, our man, our Mr. 407, the Cognitive Rampage himself, Mr. Adam Lowry. And I kind of gave you, you know, your own fight introduction here because it's time to go over this fight, Battleground MMA, that was last weekend, man. And I'll tell you what, I was reading the show notes or the actual fight notes here, and oh my gosh, these athletes are just incredible. And again, I know that there were some relatively local guys that were fighting at this event, right, Adam?
Yeah, it was full of some local guys, some local heroes, and, you know, some out-of-town heroes. I mean, it was full of some veterans with a history in the UFC, some stories. It was, for a local event and a local fight, it sure was a card that I loved.
Well, I'll tell you, so the main event for this was these pros, Mike Perry and Dave Mundell. Now, I know you were able to get an interview with Platinum Mike Perry, correct?
I was. I was actually able to talk to Platinum Mike Perry pre- and post-fight, and I was able to talk to his opponent, Dave Mundell, pre-fight.
Man, that is so cool. So, and I'm reading here in the notes that Perry beat Mundell by knockout in 4 minutes and 24 seconds of the second round. Jeez. And again, I'm not laughing because I think it's funny. I'm laughing because this is impressive. Like, I probably wouldn't even have lasted 4 seconds of the first round with this Platinum Mike Perry. Man, this guy is just a beast.
Yeah, these guys went to war. The first round, they were no holds bar, man. They stood up and just threw hands. There was a heck of a stand-up fight. Mundell really was throwing some hands back. It was a good fight that first round. The second round, he got caught with a couple, maybe took some wind out of him, and Mike's got some heavy hands, man. Mike's got some heavy hands.
And the other big ticket item was Orlando's own, Orlando's favorite MMA fighter, Mr. Julian Williams, defeating the Black Zillion's Alex Rojas in a rear naked chokehold submission in 2 minutes and 44 seconds of the first round, man. That's your boy, Julian Williams, man.
That is my boy, and that is Orlando's boy, too. He had an entire section of the stadium filled out cheering for him, wearing Fusion XL performance shirts. I mean, it got loud. When Julian came in, Jay Smooth, as he's referred to, you'll get to...
my man.
I love it. It's Julian Jay Smooth Williams, who now we've been hashtagging everything he does, Smooth Jitsu. And all these fighters, Brett, they train their butts off. And as I say in the interview a few times, you know, these guys don't make the millions of dollars. You know, they still got to work and have kids. And here's something about Julian. Julian's newborn first baby was born a day before his fight, as well as his uncle passing.
Oh, well, my sincere and condolences, as well as sincere congratulations, man. Julian Williams, man, my heart goes out to you in both aspects right now.
Yeah, and that's what I mean, man, about – and Fit Project Radio, too, because we're for that community athlete, because these guys did all of that, went through all that, not to mention Julian did just open up his gym, Fusion Performance, does all that and still has to fight.
These are the athletes that we love to cover, the everyday athletes that are just like you and I and everybody else here in Central Florida that they do. They turn their passions into this amazing reality. So I do got to give a shout out to the to all of Central Florida. So Daytona Beach, Cocoa Beach, everywhere in between into the Orlando area. Guys, let us know what you have going on. Email us at fitprojectradio@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. Look us up on Facebook. I mean, Facebook has been exploding with Fit Project Radio lately with so many great messages and so many great reports, especially from Southwest Florida, where we also have our show. But Orlando, Central Florida, I'm calling you guys. It's athletes like this that, again, this is why I wake up in the morning. I love hearing about these interviews. I love learning more about my community.
Yeah, this is what it's all about, man. And, you know, frankly, there's just so many good interviews, brother. We should just get to these things, man.
Let's just get to it. So, guys, enjoy this with our man, Adam Lowry, on Fit Project Radio, ESPN 580 Orlando.
This is Adam Lowry coming to you live from the Silver Spurs Arena in Kissimmee, Florida, Orlando. We are representing ESPN Radio and Fit Project Radio, and I am too excited to be here today. One, because I got some close friends actually fighting tonight, and one of my mental training clients, Julian Williams, as well as Paul Rodriguez. But I am sitting with a man named Brett Solomon, who I happened to get really close with the other night, as he was kind enough not to destroy me. Entirely, as I rolled with him in jiu-jitsu. He is a purple belt in jiu-jitsu, very close to his brown. One of the nicest guys I've ever met, really, and it's been a short time since I've known him. But he happened to walk in with me, and we're here backstage, kind of ringside, VIP. And I'll tell you, you know, Brett, first say hello, Brett.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
I'm telling you, you're talking to probably the... If I had to guess and throw it on it and I had to give him a middle name, it would be Brett the Redneck Monk Solomon. And that seems to fit him. And as we rolled the other night, man, you don't understand. I was gassed out in 3 minutes, losing my life. And this man is not even using his mouth. And I was destroyed. And I was kind enough, or he was kind enough, to want to accompany me here to the fight. And I am a novice when it comes to jiu-jitsu, for sure. Brett is not. And so, you know what? First, before I start out, Brett, anybody that you want to say hello to, anything like that?
No, I'm Hi, Mom. Yeah, hi, Mom. I'm on the radio.
I love it.
But no, I think it's awesome to teach people and expose people to the sport of jiu-jitsu.
And you did that, man. And, you know, I guess the question we normally ask everybody on Fit Project Radio is essentially that, is what is your Fit Project?
Oh, I have no clue what it is. I love training because it keeps me active mentally and physically. Because a lot of people will agree when they say that jiu-jitsu is like human chess. You're setting yourself up. Once you get a better grasp of the sport and you learn more moves, you're able to kind of set your opponent up for the next move.
Kind of like you did to me over and over and over again for 3 minutes?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, about that. You know, Hicks and Gracie said once that I heard that I thought was wonderful is that jiu-jitsu is simply that you do something and I do something else. You do something and I do something else.
Mm-hmm.
How accurate do you see that statement?
Oh, I agree with it 100%. I mean, because it, whatever I go for, whether you react the right way or the wrong way, something else is going to happen. I mean, you might, in your inability to do the sport, might not really mess me up, but require me to adjust to go to another move just because you weren't going where I wanted you to go. So,
how much of that is life?
All of it. I mean, you can plan all you want, but I mean, depending on how you react depends on where you end up afterwards.
I love that, man. Where can people find you on social media or anything?
Oh, I'm on Twitter at Scrappy Magoo.
I love that.
Instagram Scrappy_Magoo, and then Facebook, it's just my name, Brett Solomon.
I'm now standing here with
Charles Rosa. I'm currently signed with the UFC featherweight division. You know, I have 2 fight-a-night bonuses. Training American Top Team in Coconut Creek. You know, obviously one of the best gyms with the biggest stable of UFC fighters in the world. So, you know, I'm always around the best. But I would say, you know, for me, knowing what I want to be the best to be the champion, it means I think you got to train with the best people and be around the best. So, and always keep an open mind to learning. So you never stay the same.
We got to catch this crazy horse behind him, which I'm going to interview this crazy man later. I've learned a lot about you.
I was about to jump over the thing.
You know, I got a question, man. What has MMA done for your life and for you as a person?
For me, I mean, it really saved my life. When I first moved down to Florida, it was actually, you know, a tough transition for me. I was kind of, you know, just finishing up college sports and stuff like that, and I was a little bit lost. So when I moved down to Florida, I was able to, you know, kind of get back into that competitive stuff and find mixed martial arts to really help save my life, you know. So it's really special to me.
I love that, man. And so how long have you actually been in martial arts itself?
6 years. That's when I started training 6 years ago. And, you know, I made it to the UFC pretty quick and, you know, happy to be there.
And I am lucky enough to be standing here with
David Mundo.
And tonight, what's on the line tonight for you? What's in the ring? What's on the stake for you tonight?
Pride.
I love the simple words, man. Spoken like a true warrior, like a true fighter. Where can everybody find you on social media, everywhere else, and send out love to you?
I have a fan page, Redneck Mundell, on Facebook. That's pretty much where everything goes up for right now. Most of my time is spent training. I want to everybody. I want to thank my mom. I want to thank my stepdad, Pops, who, you know, I work for him to basically be able to do this. It's an expensive sport, and he always is lenient with the time off when I need it, and when I need work, he has it. And then, of course, I got my real dad who's always out here supporting me, pushing me. He makes shirts for me. He sells them, gets my name out there. My coaches, my training partner, my sponsors. Right now I got Zen Body Food, Outlaw Customs, and there's so many more right now, but those are the two big ones. And I don't want to take anything away from this guy's power, but, you know, I can hit just as hard, and if it was about having heart and hitting hard, then shit, I can name a lot of different people that could be champions. But, you know, I train every day to take things away from people. If you got strength, I know how to take that away from you. You got speed, I know how to take that away from you. You know, I'm going to take this to where I want it, and I'm going to keep it there. And when he gets frustrated and he starts fishing, I'm going to knock him out.
And I'm now standing here with the main event tonight.
Platinum Mike Perry.
Platinum Mike Perry, man. I couldn't help but walk by and feel the energy coming off of you, man. And I had to ask you, man, you know, what did you do to prepare mentally for tonight?
Everything I always do. I keep winning. I keep training for winning. I run miles. I train with some of the greatest boxers and kickboxers you can train with, some of the greatest coaches you can work with, some of the greatest grapplers you can grapple with. A couple of the, my coaches are fighting on this card tonight under me. They're black belts in jiu-jitsu.
Anyone specific?
Julian Williams, Paul Rodriguez. I'm prepared for wherever the fight goes, but I'm going to put it where I want it, and then I'm going to finish it. I'm going to keep him out at a distance. I'm going to pick him apart from the outside, hit the body, hit the head. I'm going to step in and finish it.
I'm going to go a little deeper on you, man, in your past here. I'm going to ask you kind of a close question, man. What has MMA provided for you? And when did you make that turn in your life? And what did it provide for you?
It provided truth, honesty, real life. It's just the realest thing you can do. And it only keeps real people around you, because if anybody's fake, you can tell right away. It's either you're working with them and they can't show you nothing, or you're working with them and they're showing you everything and they're blowing your mind. And I'm going to blow everyone's mind tonight.
Well, ESPN Radio will be watching, Fit Projects Radio watching. Man, any shout-out to those you love, mama, anybody, and where can they find you on social media?
Absolutely. Platinum-FLI1 on Instagram, Platinum Mike Perry on Facebook. Shout-out my mom. She's here tonight. I got a lot of followers here tonight. Mark Nicholson, my instructor. O'Neal Watson, my boxing coach. Miguel Cruz, training partner. Alex Nicholson, training partner. He's in the UFC. Julian Williams and Paul, man, get them wins tonight. I love all you guys. ATT Orlando, UFC Gym Winter Springs. Shout out everyone, man. Thank you for all the support. ESPN, thank you too.
And I'm standing here with
Felony Charles Bennett.
Yeah, he wouldn't let me say his original name as if he's well known for, but I'm going to say it, man. Yeah. The original crazy horse is you. I learned a little bit about you. It was a very brief, man. And you've seen a lot of trials, man, recently.
Yeah, I mean, all day, man. It's every day. You can't say I've seen a lot of trials recently. How about seen a lot of trials since the age of five? That's where it goes. It starts at the age of five, and it continues to build.
What did MMA do for you?
And stopped me from selling drugs.
Yeah,
it did. It really stopped me from selling drugs and, provide. You know what I mean? I'm hearing that the UFC and Bellator doesn't want to let me come fight for these guys because of my colorful...
Selective history.
Yeah, that's a way better way of saying it.
That's
selective
my job.
Selective history. Yeah, they don't want me because all my my bad choices, but it's okay, you know. I'm only human, you know what I mean. I've been out of prison for almost 10 months now. No, 8 months, 8, 10, something like that. So I'm fresh out of prison.
Out of prison, first fight tonight.
No, fresh out of prison,
Fifth fight tonight. How you been doing so
two.
Far?
2-2. I've lost two by decision, and I've won two. One with a submission and the other one knockout.
You have a fight coming up, right?
Yes, July 13th. I'm fighting in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. It'll be the first UFC event. South Dakota, I'm fighting a wrestler. His name's Devin Clark. He's 6-0. Big, strong local kid. But I'm going to have to beat him up in front of his friends and family for his UFC debut. And I wish him the best after that.
I love it. Now, when's your next fight, Hannah?
I was supposed to fight on Island Fights in Pensacola, but Dean just rescheduled his card, so I might pick up a kickboxing match and then maybe do an MMA fight in August.
What has MMA meant to you, and where were you at in your life when it found you?
Man, I was a crazy kid in south of Popka. You know, the combination of MMA and Hannah coming into my life definitely saved my life. I feel like every guy wants to say that story, oh, I was some tough kid from the hood, but I grew up in South of Popka. I grew up with a lot of people who still aren't here anymore. So it's definitely saved my life, man. It brought me great people, you know, people who have influenced my life and changed it for the better. Obviously, her. I was on the bad road. I even made my pro debut, and I thought I was really tough stuff. I thought I was a hot kid, and thought nothing could stop me. I lost my second fight. I met Hannah, I got a little bit more serious in the gym, and then I knocked out five people and choked one of the guys out, won my first pro boxing match, and I'm in the UFC, so definitely the things that the sport has brought me have impacted my life for the better, man. Just, I thank God for bringing me this sport and then these people along with it.
And so, Hannah, for you, what has MMA done for you, and where were you at in your life when it found you?
For me, honestly, the first time I ever saw a fight was when I was living in New York City, and I just thought it was, like, so cool. I saw two girls going at it, and I was like, that's freaking awesome. I just wanted to try it, and then, obviously, after I met Alex, it got a little bit more serious, and I realized it was something, you know, I actually maybe had a future in, and, you know, just, like, the level of respect that it's brought into my life for me, for others, that's why I always tell people, like, get your kids involved, if, you know, you just, any, it just helps your confidence in life so much, like, it just helped me grow as a person so much, and that's why I really tell people, like, just get involved, whether it's just going to the gym and hitting the bag, it just helps, you know, it's a great outlet for anybody.
Any one of these guys on this card would tell you, you know, not even just talking up because she's my fiance, man, but the 115-pound women's division is not ready for her, man. Like, she is focused, she's ready, she's humble, she learns well, man, and she inspires people. Like you said, me and Mikey, Mike Perry, the main event tonight, we're two of the cockiest, craziest people in Florida, and if you know us, you know that to be true, and she came up with us, so for her to be humble with us being a bad influence is an amazing thing. So it's just the world should be ready for her, man, I'm telling you.
You said this is what was going to happen. You called it, man.
He made it through the first, but I wanted to have fun, man. I don't get much time in there. I got 5 first-round knockouts.
Woo!
I need that time in the ring, you know what I mean? If I'm going to the next level, I got to get some time in there.
Well, I heard you call him out. You said, UFC, what's up? I'm waiting, and I'm here.
Because my bro went there, man, and I believe I'm ready for that level. I hit too hard for anybody in the world. Everybody got a chin, and they all could get put to sleep. 7 straight, 5 in the first.
5 in the first, what do we got to do? I mean, what's the hint? Why are they avoiding you for one?
I'm on my way. My bro talked to Joe Silva, and he said when I beat this 5-0 guy, I mean, I've been fighting real guys, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
10-5, 9-2, John Manley went to decision with Neil Magny. I beat him in Massachusetts knockout. And this dude was 5-0, so I'm shutting everybody down.
You have such a huge fan base here that was supporting everything that you did. When you walked in there, was there any doubt at any moment, or was there a moment in the fight where you knew it's a wrap?
So when I was walking out to my song. The fight started. I knew I was going to establish something. My rear leg roundhouse kick was landing to his body constantly. And one time I hit him with a right to the belly, and I heard him go, ugh. And then I was like, that's it, man. It's a matter of time. He only going to last the first. If he lasted the first, he was good at, I was trying to catch him with the shot over top. He was protecting with his shoulders. I was missing a little bit. But he wasn't hitting me when I came inside. I was in and out, and he couldn't catch me on the outside. He hit me with some shot to my eye. I think it was a lead right hook, and I knew that was his best punch, and I still got hit with it. But that's okay because he's southpaw, and, you know, I don't get a lot of training with southpaws that, like, I spar with some good boxers, but boxing southpaw is different than this MMA guy who wants to maybe throw kicks and try to maybe take me down. He took me down one time, but there was no way he was holding me, thanks to my boy Julian Williams, you know what I'm saying? He works with me. He's a tank on top. But I just want to thank ESPN. Thank you for talking to me, man. And I want Dana, I want somebody to hear me. I guess they're not seeing me. Come and get me, man.
I'm standing here with my friend, my boy, Julian, Mr. Smooth, J. Smooth Williams. The man came out on top like there was no doubt. We knew this would happen. Again, here I'm representing ESPN Radio, Fit Project Radio, out here in Kissimmee, Florida, on the outskirts of the beautiful Orlando, Florida. Julian Williams, my friend.
What up, man?
How does it feel? Walk me there, my brother.
Man, it feels good, man. So much crazy nerves and stress up to this fight, man. I'm just glad it's over with, man. And, you know, glad to represent you. You know what I mean? Represent the team, represent Orlando and everything. Feeling real good, man.
The amount of fans you had here, Julian, was amazing. You filled out an entire section yourself, and not to mention the card. So as the card filled out and the fans follow you, what was the build-up, man, until the moment walking out of that tunnel, man? What was in your mind? What was the flow through? What did you go through? Put me there, baby.
I was just, man, so much stuff going through. I was really thinking about, you know, my kid that was just born, my uncle that just died, and then feeling swag at the same fight at all the same time. So a complete, you know, 180 mixed emotions in one thing. So,
and it showed, man. I mean, I'm biased because I've watched you and I've watched you do what you do, and I know what's in your spirit. I know how you move and how you love. And the friends and the family and the people that were here to support you, brother, you could feel the power coming out of the stands for you. You could see it. I got to ask you, was there a moment in the fight at all where you had to regroup the game plan and change anything?
It was the time because he kept defending my chokes where I was just about to let go and just transfer to something else. But, you know, I was like, he kept turning and kept feeling my pressure, and then I kept with the game plan. So
what was the game plan originally coming in?
Same thing I always do. Put that smooth jitsu on him, take him down, do my thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the way it's go. I mean, so as the game plan makes adjustments and moves, could you probably look back and say, you know, there's one thing that the fighter brought to me that I wasn't ready for, if anything?
Being a tough about it.
Just tough. You could feel that tough.
Yeah, I was feeling it, man. He wasn't tapped for the choke, so you know what I mean?
Which was surprising to me. When I saw it coming. And like we said, we walk out to all your fans here that are waiting to greet you. And for everybody, I got to ask you, what does it feel like to have such the support here for you that supports you, man?
That's why I do this, because my people's right here, man. You know what I mean? That's the only reason why I do this.
Well, I got to ask everybody here that supports Julian Williams, like, how much do we love him, and what does this mean to everybody? Hey, man, any last words or thank yous to anybody to shout out on ESPN Radio, man?
Hey, thank you for everybody that came with me that, you know, been with me through all this transitional stuff going on. Oh, man, I appreciate everybody.
Bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, thank you very much, man. Again, it's been Adam of ESPN Radio. This is Julian J. Smooth Williams representing Fusion XL Gym and everybody in Orlando, Florida, coming to you live. Champion, hey, hold on. The UFC's calling. Hello? Yes? Yeah, Dana. Hey, Dana White. Yeah, Mr. White, this is Adam Lowry with ESPN. I think that Jay Smooth needs a shot at the UFC.
Adam, I've got to tell you, you are a master of your craft, and I am so proud of you. Those interviews were incredible. Well, guys, I hope you all enjoyed all of this as much as I did. So thank you again, Adam Lowry, and also thank you, Central Florida, for all of your love and support of Fit Project Radio right here on ESPN 580 Orlando. We will be back next Sunday at 9 a.m. answering any and all of your questions in regards to health, wellness, fitness, athletics, and nutrition. So, guys, this is Brett Richard and Adam Lowry on Fit Project Radio, coming to you live on ESPN 580 Orlando. What is your fit project?